It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 31st.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is dally, spelled D-A-L-L-Y. Dally is a verb that means to act playfully, especially to play amorously. It can also mean to deal lightly, to toy, or to waste time. It can also mean to linger or dawdle. Here's the word used in a sentence from Entrepreneur by Preetam Das. Just as businesses that dallied too long before moving into the era of computing lost ground and eventually faded away, companies that delay in adopting the technologies of the future will find it impossible to keep up with those that take the necessary steps quickly. English speakers have been playing with the word dally since the 14th century. They first started using the word with the meaning to chat, which was also the meaning of the Anglo-French word from which it was derived, but that meaning fell into disuse. Next, dalliers were amusing themselves by acting playfully with each other, especially in amorous and flirtatious ways. Apparently, some dalliers were also a bit derisive, leading dally to mean to deal with lightly or in a way that is not serious. It didn't take long for the fuddy-duddies to criticize all this play as a waste of time. By the mid-16th century, dally was weighted down with its to waste time and to dawdle senses. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.